This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
World and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and women out there, coast to coast, border to border, and especially the fire and rescue teams that are working down there in Surfside, Florida, on the building collapse. We wish you all well. I know it's a tough job, but America needs you. Now follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, they're gone now, so we don't have them this hour.
That's right.
Yep, we only have them on the weekend for the second hour. But anyway, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we heard from Therese in Georgia, and Therese said, your message to us this morning is the truth, talking about the first hour. Thank you. However, I have a question about the Dominion voting machines. Aren't they capable of going online? Yes, they are. If so, Governor Kemp in Georgia and our other governors need to get rid of them. Well, some of them are doing that. Governor Kemp, I commend for our SB 202 Voters Integrity Bill, but he needs to go a step further. We need to put a stop. We need to put the pressure on to stop that. And you are right, Therese. There are efforts being made to get rid of the Dominion machines very quietly, because these are mostly signed on by the states and the communities to a long-term lease or rental, if the case may be. And in order to break it, they have to pay Dominion a lot of money.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so that's where they're at with that. But Arizona, Maricopa County, has to get rid of the Dominion machines because of the audit that was done there. Florida, they're working on it down here. 17 counties have the Dominion machines. They're working on getting rid of them and going to the ESNS machines. There are other states doing it. And that's part of the problem, Therese. You're spot on. Because during the election, Kyle, some of the machines were, in fact, online.
Yes, that's what we know. Yeah.
And they were never supposed to be online, and some of them were actually communicating with an office of Dominion in Europe and an office of Dominion in the southeastern Asia.
Right, yeah, and again, I mean, doesn't that just seem a little fishy?
Never should have happened, never.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, exactly right, and the more and more that we're finding out from these audits, the more the American people are going to be able to make, let's just say, some informed choices moving forward.
Now, folks, since at least the 60s, but most obviously since the midterm elections of 2010, our political system is fractured into two distinct entities, openly disagreeing on the very basics of American life and culture, our Constitution, our system of government, our values, our mores. And the Democratic Party has gone completely over to the dark side, getting a little worse, a little worse, a little worse, giving a hard sell of the evils of America to the disenchanted, the underachievers, and every minority group, especially the black community, spreading hate, division, and blame for their circumstances on a racist country. Nothing could be further from the truth. They have openly embraced Marxism, communism, while many of us are watching in disbelief. And these Democrats have seen the frustration they've created these past decades because they saw President Trump lift many of them out of their morass and became desperate to get them back where they belong, in the bog, voting Democrat in order to get their little dribble of allowance, because they're all about giving free stuff away just enough to keep the people happy so they don't revolt.
Yes, well, I think you're right about that, and unfortunately, Captain, you know, they've seized upon notions of racism and accusations of racism, for example, in order to further this agenda that's designed to bring in a different system that undermines the system of the United States as outlined in the Constitution. And so, again, it's a means to an end, and unfortunately, the modern-day Democrat Party, the Democrat Party elite, have gone so far away from where the voters actually want them to be, even in a de facto two-party system, they still want something to be accomplished. And the Democrat Party elite have created a situation where nothing can get accomplished, but that feeds in to their whole destabilization narrative.
Well, listen to this. Because the Democratic Party, after the 2016 election, refused to accept any future election laws, they saw to it that they would win regardless of the will of the people. And they had BLM and Antifa standing right in the streets and in the wings, both burning and threatening to burn down the country in case anybody disagreed. So now we have a situation no one ever anticipated. The minority, pretending to be the majority, lording over the real majority, which is not them. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Good show last night for him. He had a lot of things going on. Armed American Radio, by the way, has Monster Cast Sunday nights live from 8 to 11 p.m. Now, this portion of the program brought to you again by our friends at MyPillow, Mr. Mike Lindell, who I'll be speaking with on Wednesday, and I'll let you know then what I hear about whether or not he's actually going to be here. Like I've been told in Sarasota, he's going to be like a surprise walk-on guest, but you'll know first because I'll know. And I will be there, too, by the way, Sarasota. I'll probably be in radio row because I've signed up to go in with the media, and usually they keep the media in what they call the cage. So I got to stay in a certain area with them. I'll have to set up my little portable radio setup so that I can do what I need to do. But anyway, I'll be there. By the way, I'm going to wear my Make America Great hat again. And if they don't like that, too bad. I hope I run into somebody from CNN that sees me sitting there because I'll have plenty to say. So let's go to MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Anything you want to order over there to get the discount, the big deep discount, you use the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. Save you a whole bunch of money. For example, on a six-piece MyPillow towel set, you'll save $65 by using the promo code CAPTAIN. You'll save $65 on a six-piece MyPillow towel set. And I am using those towels, and they are nothing short of fantastic, I'll tell you. Unbelievable. Promo code CAPTAIN on whatever you want, MyPillow.com. And don't forget, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we talked about the president kicking off his 2022 campaign rally Saturday night in Ohio.
Where
he rebuked the complete and total catastrophe of the Biden administration. His words, not mine, he said, Joe Biden is destroying our nation, right before our very own eyes. And he did this in Wellington, Ohio, at a campaign rally, which was attended by 15 to 20,000 people, maybe more, according to the officials that were there on the ground.
Well, that's very interesting. And, of course, it is really almost, it is unprecedented. Let's just call it what it is. We've never seen a former president of the United States go out and hold rallies that drew 20,000 people.
Let alone 10,000.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And of course, you know, the old unwritten law of, you know, you're not going to say anything and let the new president sort of take over. Let's think that we're in uncharted waters. But the American people are hungry for information. They're also bewildered to a great degree, as we all are, looking around saying, oh, my goodness, what's happened to gas prices? What's happened with inflation? And on it goes. And, of course, we know the answer. We know that, and look at the border crisis. We didn't have any mention that yet. And so that is, these things are going on, and people see what's happening. And they say to themselves, all this changed on January the 20th. Pretty interesting.
Well, let me just put it this way. Joe Biden has broken his promise to America. His promise was to sell Americans on the word unity, remember?
Oh, yes, very much.
There is nothing even remotely close to unity in what Joe Biden is doing today.
No, well, not at all. This is a classic bait and switch. This was the kindly candidate in the basement, who wasn't Trump or this kind of thing, and was going to unify everybody. He's going to go out and get. Remember, Captain told George Stephanopoulos, "I'm going to go get the votes. I'm going to go get the votes," you know, in order to pass stuff. Well, they don't care about that.
No, they don't, and they don't care about you, the American people.
Right.
They could care less because they're proving it by what they're doing, driving things, the cost way up on things. Oh, don't worry. We're not going to raise your taxes. No, well, you don't need to. You've already raised the price of gasoline 35-37%.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
And we were energy self-sufficient thanks to Donald Trump and thanks to Joe Biden. We no longer are. We're having to buy and will be buying more petroleum products on the open market. Why? Why?
Right. Well, and the ironic thing, Captain, is that we're supposed to feel better about this. We're supposed to, hey, we don't have a Keystone XL pipeline, being built anymore.
Does it make me feel better?
That's the weird thing. But yet, other people can have pipelines. Germany gets a pipeline. Joe Biden didn't seem too upset about that. I mean, the Germans can have a pipeline. That's fine. But Joe Biden's completely inconsistent.
Well, AOC was on television yesterday. Bitching and moaning about something, don't know what it was, don't really care. But it's obvious they're still kowtowing to her and her cohorts.
Well, I think that they're afraid of stirring up what is being referred to more and more as sort of the civil war in the Democrat Party. They're afraid of the very small margins that they really do have in the House. Yes, things can still get passed and so forth, but it's the old saying, eating their own. They're starting to turn on one another in many respects.
Yeah, very much so. And by the way, you had somebody out by you that sent us a message. What was his name? Gardner?
Yeah, it was Gardner. Yeah, and it was in Garden Grove, California. And we heard from him through the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website with just a one-word response to all the stuff you've been talking about and we've been talking about tonight, Captain. He said, amen.
You betcha.
So thank you to Gardner. That's right, down here in Southern California.
You betcha. And hello to Connie up there in Virginia, who just now became a member of the Captain's, the official Captain's America Third Watch.
Very cool.
Yep.
That's
so
right. Welcome.
Okay, welcome aboard. Now, the Louisiana governor vetoed the gun law. Remember they were going to talk about having open carry?
Yes. Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah, he vetoed that law, and they're going to retain the concealed carry permit requirement there. So the open carry provision in Louisiana goes down the toilet.
Yes, that's exactly right. What it would have done, it would have allowed people to carry a concealed weapon without permit or training. He's the only real Democrat governor in the southern states area, basically, John Bel Edwards. Captain, what's happening, though, is people are they're very concerned to be able to protect themselves. in an ongoing a worsening situation with the defunding of police, the demonization of police, and the overall rise in crime that we've seen since Joe Biden took office.
Yeah, you are right. And, you know, again, the crime situation is something that's going to come back to bite the Democrats squarely in the butt, in my opinion.
Well, sure, because it's again, it's the proof's in the pudding. There's a direct correlation between not just the Biden administration, but people like Gascon over here in the Los Angeles
yeah.
area. The idea of no bail and getting criminals right back out on the street, literally processing them only after a couple of few short hours or so,
yeah.
they're right back out there.
And by the way, folks, the moral to the story that I've been telling for the first on and off first couple of segments here,
mm-hmm.
is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. However, the Democrats will break it.
They will break it because they don't like the idea. For some odd reason, they don't like the idea of you, me, our neighbors, the people of all kinds of different backgrounds succeeding in the United States of America. Captain,
yeah.
unfortunately, some 50 years ago, we thought that we were, moving in a much different direction, a little more over than 50 years ago
yeah.
with Martin Luther King Jr. And look at the state of affairs today. It's very sad.
Yeah, by the way, folks, when we come back, we're fixing to head up to a break here in just about 30 seconds. I'm going to answer the question, why are Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and several other states spending so much time and effort on exposing the fraud that we already know occurred in 2020? What do you think, Kyle?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, I got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I've got 9 key points here to mention, and maybe that will, and there's more than that, but maybe that will help the people understand what's going on, because we have got a situation that's not over yet. More and more states are signing on to doing audits to find out what they can find out, and that is going to be what they're going to use to clean up their elections, and they're already starting to do it. Michigan and Minnesota and, let's see, Wisconsin and Georgia. And Florida even did some cleaning up of their own, even though they didn't have to do a lot.
Well, that's right. Well, what this will show, Captain, is that the United States does lead the way in democracy. We're hearing so many critics around the world talk about, we don't know about the strength of the American democracy. Well, getting to the truth is the best thing we can do to save our democracy.
Amen to that. All right, folks, it's going to take a break. We're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break this time because he needs to. By the way, Ron Edwards will be on the air tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Don't go nowhere. Here comes Ron.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Why should I do it? Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has ordered airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the airstrikes. And the death toll from the collapse of a Florida condominium tower has risen to 9 people as the search for survivors entered a fourth day. 152 people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse of the 12-story building early Thursday morning. The city of Surfside, where the tower is located, has declared a state of emergency, along with neighboring Miami Beach, where much of the staging for the search and rescue effort have been taking place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GC.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. I'd be happy to take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the United States of America, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, remember, all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there, check it out. You can ask for a quote while you're there. You can find out where your local agent is while you're over there. But I'll tell you what, if you're driving a car, if you're driving a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can get quotes for all of that. And you can also get a quote for your homeowners, your renters, or your condos insurance over there. And if you bundle that together, ladies and gentlemen, you will save a boatload of money. It's just that simple. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there and check them out. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I teased this before we went to break. If there was no fraud, how come Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and other states are spending so much time and effort on exposing the fraud that we already know about? And, Kyle, I'm going to give you 9 points that have already been brought up by what we found out in these states. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. 101,789 obsolete voters are on the rolls in Georgia, including 18,486 dead people that are being expunged from the rolls, and the Democrats are screaming holy hell over it.
Well, that's right, and they somehow voted. That's the other part of it.
Many of them voted, yep.
Yeah.
And ballot matches are off by up to 17.5% in Maricopa County, Arizona, which means something stinks.
That's right. Yeah, obviously.
And a massive chain of custody problem with drop boxes in Georgia, missing hundreds of thousands of records for months after the election.
Exactly.
Thousands of ballots wheeled in through the back door in Fulton County days after the election.
Yep.
Double feeding ballots in Fulton County, Georgia.
Yep.
Nearly 200,000 illegally, indefinitely confined votes in Wisconsin that violated voter ID law there.
Yeah, that's something.
Cash for vote scheme found out in Nevada.
Yep.
Illegal alien votes in your state of California.
Yep.
Perhaps as many as, you ready? 3 million.
Wow.
Now,
yeah.
And finally, election law changes that were not authorized by some of the state legislators, including Pennsylvania, which is mandated by the U.S. Constitution. They just went ahead and did it.
That's exactly right.
All of that, ladies and gentlemen, would have not been allowed in a normal circumstance, but because our Attorney General, Bill Barr, chose to do nothing, and because we had a do-nothing Congress that wouldn't do anything, and Mitch McConnell sat on his hands waiting to see what was going to happen because he was so afraid he was going to upset somebody in the Georgia Senate race, and how'd that work out?
Yeah, not too good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we got.
Yep. That's exactly right. And this is why, again, it's so important to get to the bottom of this stuff. And yet, Captain, as you mentioned right at the top there, you talked about voter fraud.
Right.
But there's always voter fraud. There's always some amount of it.
Yep.
But yet the narrative in this last election was, there's no voter fraud. What are you talking about? Kind of a thing. And that was suppressed. In a big, big way. Just even the notion you could mention the word voter or the phrase voter fraud.
Just remember, everything the Democrats accused the Republicans of doing, they were doing themselves.
Yep.
Yep, just remember that. Okay, let's go back to the news beat right here. Because after Officer Chauvin's sentence, the Minnesota Attorney General has warned what steps should be taken to avoid a difficult summer of violence. Basically, what he's saying is we're going to sing Kumbaya, we're going to throw money at them, and we're going to teach them to play midnight basketball again and all that stuff. You remember that?
I do, yes.
That's what they're going to do, and that's going to work.
Well, I mean, we always hope it will work in the grand sense, but, you know, again, Captain, you can't simply, you know, take away, number one, the notion of law and order and replace it with something else, even with as good of intentions as it could possibly be, without being able to enforce the law.
Yeah, and by the way, that Attorney General's name is Keith Ellison. Somebody just sent me a note and said, you mean Keith Ellison? Yep, that's him.
Yep. Well, exactly. But this, everything we saw last summer became geared into somehow across the nation. Wait a minute.
That wasn't a riot.
Well, no, that wasn't
an insurrection. Those were demonstrations.
They're mostly peaceful. we were told, but yes.
Until the first Molotov cocktail got thrown.
That's right. Well, you have a particular police officer, let's say, in these different situations, but by and large across the country, the issue is not policing or police officers. In many ways, police officers come from different ethnic and racial backgrounds as well. And the idea is, that it's law and order.
Okay.
and not racial tension.
All right. Well, let me throw this out there. American gun violence shows no signs of abating. And it seems now that some Democrats have jumped on the refund the police movement as it picks up steam. And the Democrats now in the big blue cities and states where crime is running rampant want their cops back.
Well, sure, because, again, they see what happens when you take them away or you make
They knew what was going to happen.
Well, of course, of course. but they also see, too, what happens when you literally restrain the police so terribly and make them terrified to do their own job. That's just going to get people killed. I hate to be so blunt about that, but that's what happens.
Now, Alan Dershowitz, renowned attorney, scholar, teacher, extraordinaire, has said that Rudy Giuliani got no due process when he lost his law license, and he says that the New York suspension will not stand. I believe he's correct.
Well, and I would certainly hope so, because in so many different aspects of our society, Captain, people are afforded due process.
He didn't get it.
No, exactly. And so in business and so forth, if you can't just rule by decree to a great degree, you have to be able to give people a process to follow and that so that their rights are appreciated and so forth. And so, yeah, I think he's right. We'll see. We'll hear more about this with Giuliani.
Now, the Arkansas governor, Asa Hutchinson, said yesterday on television, as hospitalizations spike in Arkansas for the coronavirus that's going on over there, plus the variant that's been discovered over there, vaccination incentives are just not working.
Yeah, isn't this quite interesting? You know, we've seen a lot of different, in fact, I think they're still going on in the lottery system here in California.
Yeah.
They haven't contacted me yet with my $1 million yet, but we're still waiting.
Make sure you see the money first.
Well, exactly. But, there has been, in fact, so badly.
By the way, I only want 10 grand.
There you go. That's right. Well, who knows? You could already be a winner in that sense. But you're finding that these incentive programs don't seem to be working.
And speaking of something else we're finding, folks, unemployment numbers are falling rapidly in the states that have cut the $300 additional jobless benefit. People are going back to work.
Well, that's right, and it's a practical matter. If you're not going to make as much just sitting, sitting home, but not working and collecting a different check, then you have a bigger incentive now to go and get a regular job, as it were.
And so, many of them that are going back to work are going back to work at different jobs, paying as much as $15 an hour from a $7 or $8 or $9 an hour job they had to begin with.
Right, exactly right.
Many of them.
But it's the taking away of that extra benefit, which is the catalyst for this. And that's the important factor, absolutely.
Yep. And, oh, by the way, folks, as we get ready to bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, the first thing I'm going to do is give you an update on tropical disturbance number one, is what they're calling this. 60% chance of cyclone formation within the next 48 hours. It looks like sometime later today it will be affecting the coastline of Georgia and or South Carolina with some drenching rain. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we let Kathy take us to break. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna, doing a great job there. And they were up at a concert, Alan Jackson concert somewhere in Georgia over the weekend. Looked like they had a really good time. All right, this portion of the program, real quickly, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, the Truckers Highway and Byway segment. Run on in there. When you get there, tell them you heard me, the captain, talking about them. You get yourself a free cup of coffee, but make sure you join the Drivers Club at the Pilot and the Flying J to get the points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the store. All right, we're going to rock. Here we go.
Yeah.
called The House Is Our Rockin', and that was by special request from who? Who?
Well, from me, yeah. That's right.
I wonder who that was. Yeah. Everybody's like, where'd you get that one from? Well, by you. Okay. So we got to blame you for that one. All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to read the weather statement. I got to start out with what's coming up the East Coast right now, because we've got a disturbance out there in the Atlantic Ocean. I've been watching it for the past couple of days, and it's coming. A small low-pressure system located about 300 miles east-southeast of Savannah, Georgia, right now. The associated shower and thunderstorm activity with it remains disorganized, but won't be for long because most of it will be displaced to the northwest of the southwest center, surface center, due to a string of strong upper-level winds. Now, the low is forecast to move quickly west-northwestward at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. That means it'll cross over warmer weathers of the Gulf Stream later this morning. And it's become it has the potential to become a tropical depression or even tropical storm before reaching the coast of Georgia or southern South Carolina by this evening. Now, if the system becomes more organized today, tropical storm warnings will be required for a portion of Georgia, South Carolina, with very short notice. So regardless of the development, a few inches of rain are possible early on, more coming as this thing does what it does and goes up the East Coast, along with the immediate coast of Georgia, southern South Carolina, through tonight. There's an Air Force recon plane going through that in about the next 35 or 40 minutes. Probability chances are up now to 60%, but it'll be higher than that shortly. Kyle, what you got going on out west?
Well, out west, Captain, in the Pacific Northwest, of course, completely covered in excessive heat warnings. Portland, Oregon, I think forecast to be 112 degrees on Monday. Seattle, Washington, forecast to be 106 degrees on Monday. So it gives you an idea. Also in northern Montana, parts of western Montana, we also have heat advisories there. This happens, goes all the way down through from the Pacific Northwest through northern Nevada and, of course, into northern California. Also southern California as well. Excessive heat warnings across the board there. Be careful out there.
Yeah, and I will tell you, there's a lot of rain right now coming out of New Mexico across I-10 all the way to El Paso and then over towards Fort Stockton and then where Pecos and 20, the split comes in. It goes a little ways there, not quite to Midland. It goes up to Lubbock. You got the whole eastern part of New Mexico raining tonight over towards Alamogordo, as well as Cannon Air Force Base right there. A lot of rain going through there. Certainly Ruidoso, the Indians up there, you're going to be swimming. Looks like they got a flood warning up in there, a flood watch too. And then it'll be going up to Lubbock and across from Lubbock over to Wichita Falls, straight line over there. Angle yourself up through Oklahoma City, up through Tulsa, I-44, I-40 over into Fort Smith, Arkansas. You'll have rain all the way there. You'll have rain up I-44 to Joplin into Springfield. Looks like it could be moving further to the east, and it's about 40 or 50 miles north up the Kansas, southeastern corner of Kansas, and the just inside the western border there of Missouri. Plus, it looks like it got a little bit of rain tonight up on the I-70 stretch across Missouri over towards Columbia. Now, also, we do have some rain up in Michigan tonight, western part of Michigan, halfway across the state. We've got some scattered showers in Illinois tonight, and a lot of hot temperatures in the northeast today, from all the way down towards Trenton and Philadelphia, on up to New York and Long Island, and up towards Albany, over to Boston, Hartford, Providence, up into Bangor, Maine, Kittery, Maine, and almost all the way to Nova Scotia right now. Temperatures will be in the 90s. Very unusual for this time of the year. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And now we jump over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The death toll down in Surfside is up to 9. They believe they're going to find a lot more than that, of course. And the big news over the weekend was they released the report. from 2018 that included a warning from an engineer about major structural damage and the tower needing $9 million in repairs, several sizable cracks, abundant cracking and spalling of varying degrees observed in the concrete, and a call from a woman that said that she saw the swimming pool open up moments before this all happened.
Yeah, I had actually told my husband a couple days into this that it appears that the single largest culprit of the failures of the building came from the pool.
Right.
The way the pool rested on the parking garage, and it always had these constant leaks to it, which caused the spalling and the degradation to the cement piers and to the rebar. So the two developers of this building have a kind of a shady past. In fact, they have a real shady past, but interestingly enough, they're both dead. I guess to old age or something. I don't know. I would imagine so, since mm-hmm. it was 40-some years ago. But, yeah, there was a lot of paying under the table and kind of some bribes and income tax evasion and a couple other things that were going on. But, you know, really since then, it comes down to the Homeowners Association that they didn't really take some of these warnings seriously, because the 2018 report is the second report.
Yeah.
I think the one before that one was done by Florida International University. So I think Governor DeSantis now is looking to have all buildings built in certain periods of time to go through major inspections. So,
yeah,
this one's going to be a tough one for South Florida.
And the IDF, Israel, sent their IDF team to Florida that specializes in the building collapses
right.
and rescue efforts. They're coming. They're also sending.
They're here.
Well, there's more coming because they're sending their assistance team, their religious assistance team, to help out with the numerous Jewish folks that are grieving over their relatives. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. We'll see you right after the break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.